Johnny, recently we did a survey on TalkCDL's Facebook page on which truck stop do you prefer?
Correct.
Correct. You've seen the survey, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Had some interesting comment.
Sure did.
The five truck stops, you remember what they were?
Sure, of course.
So what we try to do is get the major chains. I mean, there's a million truck stops out there. In fact, before we start revealing like the results of the actual survey, you could sure bet that a lot of drivers made comments about the mom and pop truck stops instead of the big chains.
They seem to prefer those.
Well, I think what I noticed was a lot of your owner operators like the smaller ones, and what a lot of them, and I probably knew this, I maybe forgot, but what a lot of them had said was you actually can get cheaper fuel with certain mom and pop truck stops. You just don't get the free coffee and the little things that the big ones lure you in with.
Yeah, it sounds like they get significantly better rates on the fuel. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. But here's what a lot of the smaller guys might not realize also, like your TAs, your Loves, all these companies, they give, like, your major trucking companies, whatever you see at the, first off, you see at the pump, they're not paying that.
Oh, right, right.
Well, put it this way. If you had, say, 5,000 trucks, it's a lot of fuel you're buying every day, right?
Yeah.
You could walk into a truck stop, which that's what they do, and say, hey, we will buy exclusively off you, but obviously we want a deal. And they deal.
Yeah, that's where the discount comes in.
Right. And it's usually about, I don't even want to make a quote because I'm not even sure, maybe 40, 50 cents, maybe even more, less than you see at the pump.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Well, it really is. It's significant. And like I said, if you got bargaining power, which means you got a lot of trucks, well, they definitely know that volume makes money. So in defense of the big ones also, but see, the problem with the big ones for, you know, the Loves and the Flying J's, for the little guy, like a five trucking company truck or a guy that's an owner operator or anything like that, these guys are not getting that big discount. So if they pull into a Loves or a Flying J, most likely they're not getting that really gigantic discount.
What if the owner op is signed on with a big carrier? Does he get discounts then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Whatever. When you sign on with a big carrier, unfortunately, you know, there's always a pro and a con. I mean, and I didn't realize we were going to be talking about all this, which is cool. If you're a little guy and you sign on with a big company, you get the benefits of his tire discounts and parts discounts. You'll get the big company discounts for fuel, all that. Unfortunately, your rate that you're hauling for, you don't get a really good rate because usually the big companies are paying, they try to match everybody. It's all significantly about the same, $1 to $1.10 a mile plus surcharge, which really isn't that great of a rate.
Do the owner ops still get all the frequent flyer miles and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, they get all that. I mean, it's, you know, whoever you're frequenting, you're going to get all that, which is true. So anyways, let's try to maybe start with the surveys and what the drivers liked and didn't like. And out of all the trucking, I can't even talk today, Johnny Acid. You know what? Sometimes when I'm trying to be serious, I can't really talk. I got to be that goofball.
Well, just do what I do. Don't be serious.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get some results up here. And you know what? How long has it been since we did a podcast?
Yeah, it's been a while.
All right. Okay. So I did not look to see who came in last place, but I did write some comments down also with some of them. I'm going to open up the survey also, but take a guess who won. Obviously, you can see the results. And it was by a lot.
Flying J's?
No. I said you can see it. It's right in front of you. Johnny Acid. I'm tripping today. Just read the name.
Oh, Loves.
Yeah, Loves. And in fact, look at the amount. Loves crushed it. They were the number one. According to a survey of about 200 drivers, and it was just a random survey we ran on Facebook, Loves crushed it. Now, there's a reason, though.
They love Loves.
They love Loves. But here's the thing. I'm a driver. I've been to all these places. I'll tell you which ones I like here in a minute. But Loves, if you look at this comment, the reason why they like them was because of the rewards program.
I thought it was the food.
No, it was the shiny.
Oh, yeah, the shiny.
The little shiny, the trinkets. Let me lure you in with the reward of buying things. I'm serious. It was their rewards program. That's it. We read all the comments, and probably 90% of the reasons why drivers would go loves because they have a better reward system, which you can't blame drivers. You know, drivers are going. And if you're a truck stop listening to this podcast, maybe take note.
So, like, what can you buy with those, like keychains and stuff?
I'm going to be totally frank with you. I don't know, because I don't know the different systems, you know, what they can and cannot get. But I know when I was a driver, the reason that I liked the TAs the best, This was back in my day, 20 years ago, the TAs had the best reward system, TA points or whatever it was called, or TAB. It was called TAB points, TAB. And I used to get free stuff. So I liked TAs.
A lot of the drivers commented about which ones they like because of the food. They said the mom and pops places have the best food.
Well, and I would agree with that. Mom and pops would definitely be the best places to eat food, because normally you're getting home cooked meals versus, you know, your cookie. In fact, some of them really bitched about which one is loaded up with McDonald's. I think it actually might be Love's. One of them was, you know, I should have read that. There were so many comments in there. And one of them actually had McDonald's and fast food. In fact, that's one of the major complaints throughout the survey was they do not like the fast food restaurants. Even though, see, I guess a lot of people, a lot of these places go by their profit. And of course, that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm, right.
So, but so they're, the truck stops are probably looking at it like, okay, well, we're selling lots of Big Macs and Taco Bell stuff. But what they're not realizing is the majority of these guys are really not wanting the McDonald's chains in there, according to the surveys.
Yeah, they'd rather have like a independent restaurant.
Well, let me ask you this, Johnny Acid. When you look at truckers, are they the most healthy-looking human beings?
The ones I've seen are.
Yeah, they're really in good shape, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no fat on them?
The flatbedders.
Now we're joking around about that. The flatbedders are in way better shape because they actually do work. But if you're a truck driver and you're sitting for 10 hours at a shot, you pull into a place and all they got is, you know, fast food restaurant. You know, it's just adding to the health problem.
Oh, some of the flatbedders are not in good shape. When the wind blows and they go airborne and then, you know, break their hip when they hit the ground.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about health-wise, Johnny Acid.
All the more reason, if you can get one, to get a truck with a refrigerator in it. Save money, too.
Well, and you know, that's what there were some of them that were making comments, hey, I just don't eat at these truck stops because of the garbage they sell. But that was one of the complaints in the actual survey that we did here.
Do they charge more for food at a truck stop than they do, like, other places?
They charge more for everything at a truck stop.
Do they, really?
Yeah, they naturally think that we all have lots of money and, you know, therefore let's rape the trucker. No, I'm not joking. It really usually is that way.
That's unfortunate.
Well, it is what it is, man. The number two, and I guess I could judge by what amount of checks I have here. The number two truck stop.
TA.
No, sir, was the Petro. Which TA and Petro are together, but singly picked out Petro.
Fascinating.
Yes. Fascinating. In fact, Petro's most best compliment was their parking lots are bigger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that was one of the reasons why drivers look for the Petros. And I believe TA, if you look at the TA, their compliments were more sit-down restaurants and good parking lots. So the TA, there a lot of truck drivers are saying, I would rather go there because I don't have to all the time find a McDonald's or a Burger King sitting at the truck stop. Very true.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. And so we look at the number. So, and the number three spot, by the way, was not the TA. Flying J edged them out just by maybe two or three votes. But the parking lot was also. I'm actually reading as I'm trying to do this podcast. Parking lot was their compliment. Number four, obviously, would have been the TA. And then it looks like Pilot and then Sap Brothers. But now, here's the kicker on this.
What?
These are all the major chains, but Sap Brothers, when you looked at the comments, probably had way like a higher percentage of compliments. And let me tell you why. Sap Brothers is like probably 25%, maybe 25% of what the size of the other truck stop chains.
I've never even seen one before. Where are they?
They're not in the Southeast. They're over up in the Midwest, mainly up there over towards the West. They are, and they're, in fact, on that trip that we made from Washington down to Florida, we stopped at a Sapp Brothers. It was very nice, you know. I didn't eat there, so I couldn't tell you what kind
I've seen some good comments from a lot of the drivers about the food.
Yeah, so it would almost be unfair to say Sapp Brothers came in last. The reason they came last is because less drivers have really go there enough to be able to judge them. So I would say it would be unfair to even put Sapp Brothers in this group, especially when I see, you know, out of all their comments, theirs are very high as far as, you know, compliments. Very true.
Yeah, if you looked at the percentage of drivers, you said, what, 20 or let's say 25% size of the other places?
They
might be really high on the list then.
Now, as far as amount of truck stops, that's where they, you know, are don't even equal to. But, you know, the parking lot was nice that we were at. Now, check this out. Flying J came in last. And a couple comments were old, dirty, rundown. A lot of them are, and in fact, a couple drivers had said a lot of your Flying J's and your older truck stops, they have a smell to them when you walk in.
Yeah, I have a comment right here from a driver.
Well, hey, you know, go ahead. What's the comment?
Okay, this guy. So some of the drivers were complaining about like the smell of the parking lot and stuff. So this guy said, remember this. They smell like piss because of the lazy-ass drivers that won't get out and go inside to the bathroom, and they dump their piss containers on the ground. That's not the truck stop's fault.
Well, no, it's not. But I would tell you this. It would be the truck stop's fault for not cleaning it up. Because here's what you got to know. I know a lot of drivers, that's a debatable thing, okay? Oh, it's the truck drivers. And the truck drivers are the ones that just dump their piss out into a parking lot. That is lazy. I mean, there's no doubt that that's lazy. But at the same time, if you own a truck stop, you should already expect that. You can't say, if you're a truck stop owner, you can't go, well, it's up to them truckers not to be lazy. We all hold responsibility in that, even though it's not the truck stop's fault. But when the odor starts getting that strong because the piss just seeps in and nobody cleaned it, then guess what? They take responsibility.
You just gave me a great idea.
What are you going to do, piss?
No, listen, I'm going to go on Shark Tank and I'm going to pitch like at every diesel pump out there where the trucks go through, I think they should have like sort of like a
urine cleaner.
Yeah, like this big, huge porcelain funnel where you could dump your piss.
Oh yeah, like a dumping ground, an RV place. They actually have dumping grounds at RV places.
Yeah, they should have the same thing at the truck stop and make it easy. Just put it at every pump out there. That way, you can just take your trucker bomb and unload.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be big. I'm serious. I don't think that you'll have a trucker bomb station.
Yeah, I'm gonna have the last laugh when I go on Shark Tank and Mark Cuban, you know, gives me like $2 million. So whatever.
Yeah, he's gonna do that.
He's got the money.
Yeah, I would love to just see you get on that show for that. That would be amazing to see the comments they give you, Johnny Acid.
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful will be like, "You're dead to me. That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. Get out of here."
Yeah, trucker piss be gone, or whatever you would call it. It would not go over, Johnny.
Piss be gone.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen.
I might use that.
But look, seriously, you know, when it comes to that part of the industry, I'm gonna just say this one more time because I want to. Truckers are wrong by doing it, but truck stops. If you're listening, okay. And it's truckers are trashing up your truck stop. You should have already known it was going to happen. When you go into investing in a truck stop, you should know the pros and cons. And let's pretend I'm a guy right now. I'm Mr. Truck Stop thinking about investing guy. And hey, let's build ourselves a TA or a pilot or whatever. Okay, so we consult. So what are the pros? We make lots of money. We sell high price or stuff that isn't worth much to unsuspecting truckers for more money than they actually have to pay. Yay, we make lots of money on these guys. What's the cons? Well, our parking lot's going to smell like piss, and the truckers are going to trash up the bathrooms and all this other good stuff. So, therefore, we already know going into it that these things are going to happen. Should we not be prepared to clean up the piss?
Do you think any of those...
Hey, I got a better idea. What? Since we're getting more money than we really should be by screwing the truckers on the high-price shit inside the store, should we not take some of that profit and clean up the piss?
Yeah, I think so. As long as... Listen.
Let's clean up the piss.
If any of you drivers out there are taking a number two on the lot. I mean, come on, really?
No, there's some videos of it.
You shut up, really?
Yeah, there's videos of truckers doing number twos on the lot.
That's pretty gross.
I'm serious. I'm dead serious. It's funny. Got some of them actually taking a bath between the truck and the trailer.
Well, in all fairness to them,
bottled water.
In all fairness to them, after they come out of the truck stop and they eat some of that food that will completely ruin your intestines, maybe they just can't make it back to the truck stop inside in time.
Hey, that's true. I wonder if the fast food joints are playing a part in the trucker bombs and everything else in the parking lot. Maybe if they cleaned up their restaurants. Actually, and we're not here to insult truck stops, are we?
It's not the truck stop's fault. I mean, all the time. I mean, you know.
No, we're not saying that the truck stops are at fault. All I'm saying is, and this is the truth. If you already know you have, let's say you already know you're going to be getting I don't want to compare truckers to. I don't want to make an analogy comparing truckers to anything else. The bottom line is, if you already know these people are going to be messing up, you should already be prepared to take, you know, clean it up. That's just what it is. But bottom line.
Yeah, and you know, if...
Hey, and you know what you can do? You can go, it's their fault, but I'm cleaning it. It don't matter. Okay, let the truckers take the blame, but somebody's got to clean it.
Yeah, and you know, I think one of the reasons why truckers get sick sometimes, like intestinal distress, let's say, they're not going to the Waldorf Astoria here. You know, if you touch a doorknob, you should really have some hand sanitizer. I'd have it on my belt. I'd have like a big bottle of it ready to go. Let's face it, who knows what you can get from... And, you know, it's, do I blame the truck stops? Sort of. Maybe they should clean a little bit better. But when you have so many people coming in and out, touching the doorknob, some of these guys don't wash their hands, you know, after they do their thing. So, me, let me tell you something.
Are you a germaphobe?
I'm a germaphobe. I don't even touch the door, like the handle. Like, I'll push it with my shoulder or my elbow. I really don't want to touch anything. And that's at a clean place, too. So at a truck stop, forget it. Do you know another place you can get really sick? Or another way you can get sick?
Where?
Touching pump handles. You know how many people touch those things a day? I can't stand pumping gas.
Johnny,
I hate it.
Johnny Acid, it just brought up a thought of mine. Do you remember talking to a driver? We were talking to a driver yesterday. He had that bacteria he got at a truck stop. He claims
C. diff.
And you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I never even heard of that until you guys were talking. So this guy gets this thing called C. diff, and it's the letter C and then the word diff, D as in David, IFF. If you haven't ever heard of it, look it up and look at the pictures of it. It's a bacteria you can get. It's like meningitis, or not meningitis. It's like little things that you can get from touching things. And I guess this is legit. You know how like they used to say when we were kids, oh, you can get pregnant on a toilet seat and all that other stupid stuff. But this is legit. You can actually get C. diff on a toilet seat, correct, Johnny Acid?
You can get it on a toilet seat. You can get it from touching a door. You can get it from a pump handle. Listen, when I go to gas up, I say to my wife, hey, can you pump the gas? You know, and then once in a while she'll go like, oh, my stomach hurts. I wonder why.
So you always let her take the chance, Johnny Acid.
Yeah, why should I?
I'm with you, believe me. But so anyways, so that's another thing that, you know, not only is keeping the truck stop clean good for appearance and good for return business, but it's also good for health reasons, Johnny Acid.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys that uses the little plastic glove. And all the other guys are looking at me like, really? Put a dress on if you're going to use that thing.
Yeah, and you got plenty of dresses. Now, Johnny, here, check this out. I want to give you my personal view on these truck stops. Now, these were when I was a driver. So, and obviously things have changed over the years.
Right.
So check this out. When I was a driver, I already told you that I liked the TAs. And I'm no different than the drivers today. They picked loves because of the reward system, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was a TA lover, but I liked the Flying J. Back in my day, the Flying J's showers were the best. They really were. I mean, if you wanted a clean shower, you literally, every time somebody was showering, there was always somebody in there spraying it and taking it. I'm sure they still do it today. But again, you know, they're saying that they're old and need to be renovated.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
If I'm going into a shower anywhere except my own, it's going to be kind of like when I was at Club Fed. I'm wearing flip-flops, brother. My feet aren't touching the floor.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does at a truck stop. You know, you're going in there, like you said, you're going to wear flip-flops and you're going to, you know, stay sanitary. The Flying J, I liked the showers. The TA, I liked the point system, and I liked the meals. I didn't eat at the Petro that much, except for when I went out to Chicago a lot, and then we'd eat at the Iron Skillet every now and then, which wasn't a bad place. Love's, today, the comments on Love's, it says their parking lots are too small. And if I'm being serious, back in the day, and I don't know if it's changed, but the Pilots, it was like, there's a Pilot right there, not far from where you used to live there in New Jersey. And mm-hmm. I think it's exit 7 there in Phillipsburg. I'm not kidding you. The parking lot in the actual Pilot back in the day held like maximum 10 trucks.
Well, around the big cities, I would think their lots are a lot smaller.
It was horrible. Some of these guys made comments that obviously with the Loves and the Pilots, you got to wait in line for showers. One or two guys said, and he doesn't usually have to wait. But some of them said, look, love this place, love the rewards, but parking lots are too small, and I got to wait in line for showers. I don't like that. So I guess it really, a lot of these truck stops, you know, depending on the area when you're shutting down, if they're all available, it's all in what you're looking for. Because it sounds like they all serve a different purpose for drivers.
Yeah, and I mean, there's different comments about all the different ones here. This one guy says, I like any of them that have a real restaurant in them. I hate any that only has fast food joints. Drivers had a bad enough diets and eating schedules, but they need to get out of their trucks at least once a day for a real meal, which I agree with.
100%. I mean, in fact, you know, in my home life, we eat at McDonald's. Like, I'm telling you, we hardly ever eat at McDonald's. Like, I might grab a sandwich. You know, I'm talking about a breakfast sandwich. I might grab one. And every now and then, like, well, Ruth Ann and Rebecca, they'll stop and get something. But every now and then, maybe once a month or once every other month, I'll actually eat a Big Mac. I'll bet you I eat less than 2 Big Macs a year.
I feel like I get been kicked by a horse every time I eat one of those things.
Well, and to be honest with you, they're French fries. They're like just grease sticks. I mean, I do. I feel like crap eating one myself.
You know.
But you get that craving for one. They do taste good. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Anybody that tells you a Big Mac sucks is I think, a liar, because they taste good. They suck for your body, but they taste good. And that's really what I think most of the drivers are really complaining about here. I would rather sit down to a meal that's home cooked. It's not fried food. We all know that's never been on the healthy side ever.
Let's face it. Most of us have found a McDonald's French fry under our seat like 6 months later, and it's still there, and it's not rotting. There's no fuzz on it. When you eat something that doesn't rot.
How did it taste? How did it taste after 6 months, Johnny Essett?
It wasn't bad.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it was a little hard to eat. It was a little crunchy.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I do understand finding the French fry down the seat, especially when you have kids. Okay, so we know what we got here, and it was just a little survey. Loves won it based on their reward system. So we drivers like to get the little shiny gifts. Petro came in second. These are according to the numbers. Now this is according to the numbers. I would tell you that Flying J and TA are almost tied, but I think Flying J edged them out by 1 or 2 points, maybe 3. And then, of course, it looks like, let's see, Love's 1, Petro 2, Flying J 3, TA 4. Pilot is going to be in 5th. And then, again, Sapp Brothers, I'm not so sure that they really belong in here, only because I don't know that they're big enough to get enough people saying, I visited them and here's the order I would put them in.
I didn't see any bad comments about them at all. It's just a numbers game.
No, I seen one or two negative comments about Sapp, but again, you know, they're small. So that's our survey. I don't know who's going to like it and who's not, but and to be honest with you, these are very real results. These are drivers that were, you know, at first when we put that out there, I was going to say, guys, just pick one, damn it. I was kind of getting, because like right away they were firing in 10 million things about this truck stop. And if you really go on this survey, some of them lay out a lot. Here's why I like this one. Here's why I like that one. And at first I was going to go, listen, guys, pick one and be damn, because the question was, which one do you prefer? Right. But it kind of was better to just let the drivers give you a breakdown of everything, of why. And it kind of, and again, if you're a truck stop and you read that survey or you hear this podcast, and you might be a little offended because we said you guys are overpriced. If you are offended, Johnny, are you going to be upset that they're offended that we said they're overpriced?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would we retract what we said?
No.
So the bottom line is you probably can get a little bit of information out of this. Here's my suggestion. Loves and Pilot, if you can find a way to buy the lot next door and provide more parking, you're going to get thumbs up from the drivers because that was your biggest complaints. Petro, it sounds like you're doing well. In fact, Petro probably had the all-around better rating than all of them.
Do you think any of the major chains are actually going to listen to this podcast? Do you think so?
Yeah, probably not. They probably don't care about
No,
us.
I think they will. So I'm just going to throw in a little pitch here. Hey, you guys heard what I said earlier, so you can give me a call. Actually, just come onto the webpage and say, hey, Johnny, I'm going to sign a contract with you for Johnny Acid's piss removal system. And I can take that into Shark Tank with me. I can say, hey, look, I got a signed contract.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you can already have business built up before. What's the guy's name on the Shark Tank?
Mr. Wonderful.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Lori Grenier is going to go for it.
Yeah, but you think Mark will?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
He's a guy.
There you have it. If you're a truck stop.
Wait, I got a couple more comments I want to read.
Go,
okay.
Do it.
So we said, which truck stop do you like? This guy goes, whichever one has an open spot. I like that.
He's just being honest. He don't really care.
This guy, I like this guy too. Which truck stop do you like? He wrote, the disgustingly filthy one with the ugly fat dude laughingly blocking the restroom exit without pants, where the food causes permanent internal damage.
Nice. Go ahead. What else you got?
And that's it.
That's it.
I just picked a few of them. Yeah, I don't want
to. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let's not babble on. Here's my opinion. Okay, again, Loves, Pilot. I started to say this, and then, of course, we got sidetracked, so... Loves and Pilot, try to get bigger parking lots. Flying J. Okay, this is really a message from the drivers. I mean, some of the comments were, you guys are old and run down. And I'll tell you what I would compare that to, Johnny Acid. Okay? I'll tell you what I would compare that to. The hotels. You watch hotel chains do the same thing. And after 10 or 15 or 20 years in business, they start smelling. I'm not saying Flying J smells. I'm just saying this is what drivers said. But they start getting run down. They start getting, you know, cracks in the walls and, you know, all that stuff. Well, when you walk into a place, do you want to be in a nice place or do you want to be in a place that looks run down? I mean, that's really bottom line. Renovation. A lot of these guys that have look at car dealers. There's a perfect example. You look at like Chevy, Ford, Honda, Toyota. You see their new dealerships that they sunk money into? They all look really nice. Have you noticed that, Johnny?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, at one time, they were an old beat-up dealership that they got to after so many years of being in business. They renovated, and from what I understand, that makes you money. A nice, awesome place to hang your hat and spend your time. In fact, think about this. If you're a person and you got a free house, just think about this, Johnny Acid. If somebody said to you, I'm going to give you a free house, are you going to go into a really bad neighborhood and pick the house there? Are you going to go to a trailer park and pick the house there? Are you going to go into a really nice neighborhood that's got real nice landscaping and say, that's where I want to hang my hat for the night? I mean, if you got choices, where are you going to go? So if you have truck stops, and not just Flying J, any one of you guys out there. Okay, I know Petro's been around a long time. I know... TA's been around a long time. I know a lot of these guys have been around a long time, okay? And so I would guess that there's not just Flying J's that are run down. So my whole point is, if a truck driver has a free choice to hang out, think about it, you truck stop owners, where would you hang your hat at the free house for the night?
Hey, if I want to move into my dream home, I'll just move into your spare bedroom.
Well, I appreciate that, Johnny Acid. But listen.
I don't know if I can live with you, though, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, it probably goes both ways, you know that. So, anyways, for some reason, Johnny Acid is I don't even know if we're gonna put this one on the air.
Why not?
It's just kind of too serious.
I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Okay, well, cool. All right, so there you have it. If you got a rundown truck stop, renovate. If you got small parking lots, fix them. Get bigger ones. Rent or buy the one next to you. I'm serious. Or guess what? You can have a sign in your thing in your truck stop saying, "Hey, Love's has a parking lot free to the drivers 3 blocks from here that we bought. That would work also, believe it or not. It would work, okay? If all you got is fast food restaurants in your chain, I would reconsider because, you know, a lot of drivers are whining about that. You can have a McDonald's and a nice restaurant both at your truck stop. Well, McDonald's for the guy that just needs to stop, take a leak, and grab a burger and go. And restaurant for the guy who wants to sit down and have a meal.
I think that's a good idea. So are we wrapping this up or what?
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up. So anyways, there you have it. And don't get me wrong. You guys all did well. A lot of compliments on all of them. They're probably thinking we beat them up. I'm just telling it like it is. Johnny Acid, I've got no other advice. You got anything?
I got a couple things. First of all, don't crap on the lot.
You're not going to stop that, but go ahead.
Okay. Second of all,
if they stop crapping and peeing on a lot, then you're going to be out of business with your new idea.
I was getting to the pee. I was going to say, look,
keep peeing, pee a lot.
Keep dumping it on the lot so that it's going to continue to be a problem. That way, when I go to Shark Tank, I'll be able to actually sell my product. Johnny Acid's piss removal system. Anyway, here's the other thing. This is the number one advice that I have for truckers right now. At the truck stops, carry hand sanitizer, please.
C. diff. You
do not want to get C. diff. You'll be off the road for a month. And believe me, have you ever seen Mount St. Helens? Okay, well, that's going to be your ass. So
C. diff. I mean, look it up. We're not saying every truck stop has it. We're just telling you that the toilets can have C. diff. You can get them in any public restroom.
Don't touch the door. If you have to touch the door, use your shoulder or use your elbow.
Yeah, or have somebody, you know, ask somebody, tell them your hands are full and let them do it for you.
If you have to pull the handle.
Use your wife like Johnny Acid does. Listen, have your wife open the door.
If you have, yeah, exactly.
Bring the missus in.
See if you can get someone to pump the gas, too. Don't touch the handle if you don't have to, or just wear the plastic glove.
Have your wife flush the toilet for you.
If the other drivers laugh at you, who cares? When they have C. diff and you don't, then you'll have the last laugh.
Yeah.
But, and if you have to pull the handle on the door to get out, use one finger. Don't use your whole hand.
Use your wife's finger.
Yeah. Let her get sick.
We're kidding around, by the way. All right. So there it is. We're done with this. Love's won it. Hands. In fact, to be honest with you guys, Love's doubled everybody as far as that. I just want you guys to know Love's doubled it. They are the number one.
You guys love Love's.
They love Love's. So there you have it. Other than that, I think we're done here, Johnny Acid. Peace.
Peace.